put your hand out of your pants for a minute and pay attention?
No. Because Azoth the Avenger is a friend of mine.
Azoth, I want to talk to you about having your father beat you, and then you make me come into the world, and I'm a big fat pussy against him, but I can beat the shit out of a 12-year-old boy.
Patrick Warburton is asleep through this episode.
Oh, it's hilarious. Whatever.
I wish he was doing more Patrick Warburton stuff, but...
It's very, very muted Patrick Warburton in this episode.
Yeah. You think what he's...
And wouldn't you be... You're playing basically a giant action figure that came to life.
Yeah.
That's all you're playing.
Which he has a history of after this episode.
Does he?
Yeah, he plays the Tick.
Oh, I guess the Tick. No, but it's not really an action figure.
No, but it's similar. Like, I thought he was going to bring that kind of...
Yeah.
Like, this was his test for the Tick, and thank God he improved upon it.
Yeah.
Let's do an intro, though. Puzzle intro? I don't know. What we got? 2000... Oh. Can't forget to do our 2000s Twilight Zone intro.
Oh, yeah. We never do that.
Where is it? That's because I can never find it. I labeled it weird. No. Oh, here it is. Got it.
Yay.
We're traveling to another dimension. When I die, I want to be high. Never worry, just bury me along with my currency.
You're entering the Twilight Zone.
Hey, yo. Okay, roll it again.
You're entering LIW, the Twilight Zone. Review.
Never worry, just... Oh, man, that episode feels like it was... I think we did that 4 years ago. No.
It was, what, 7 years ago?
It was quite a while ago.
My God.
What a fantastic episode, though.
It was one of those episodes where you're just like, wow, that was a horribly awful ending. He gets shot multiple times by police.
Yeah, there's a few of those in the 2002 episode, season.
Yes. It's one of those episodes where the guy gets punished for no reason.
To show off my comic collections that you got me for my birthday.
Yeah, there you go. Look at that. Yeah, trade paperbacks.
And I like that. I was just looking at them before you got on, and it's the laziest titles ever, because book one is The Way Out.
Right.
And book two, The Way In. Book three, The Way Back. Come on.
Jesus Christ, that's really bad.
Well, I wonder how many books there is, because you get the first three. I'm wondering if there's more.
I don't know. With IDW, I think it was a short run. I don't think they did too many of them. I think that's it. I think that might be all of them.
I hope that's it.
I think that's it. But you need to get try to find the old ones from, like, the gold key ones and the ones from the 60s. Those things are awesome. The big golden age books or silver age books. Yeah, like that one. Oh, those are awesome.
Yeah.
I love those.
This one's got Rod in the cover on the front. 12 cents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One centers, baby.
Ghost parents. It looks more like Night Gallery. Look at this. Is that not Night Gallery through and through?
Oh, absolutely.
It's got the Victorian.
That fucking furniture.
Fuck you, furniture. Oh, welcome to LIW, the Twilight Zone Review / Ear of the Beholder, episode 470 for TZ 2002-110. Azoth the Avenger is a friend of mine. I didn't.
You know what? I didn't realize that was the title. I was just making a joke.
No, that's the stupid title.
That is the title. Wow. Oh, man.
Yeah. That's why mine says this.
Right, that's a long name.
Sure is. Why can't I play this video? Here we go. I just want to play his intro because he says something that pissed me off so much.
The way Kieran Culkin or
no,
Forrest Whitaker.
Can you hear it?
Yeah, I can hear it.
Craig Hansen's only refuge from his abusive father is a fantasy realm, home to that heroic protector.
Doesn't it sound like he's rushing through?
All right. I gotta get out of here. Hurry up. Let's go.
The last three words is what pissed me off.
Hero of the week, Azoth the Avenger. But Craig is about to discover what happens when fantasy becomes reality. In the zone.
Ugh.
In the zone.
Ugh.
You're in the zone.
Did you actually watch this episode?
I did.
Okay. I wasn't sure if you just watched the filthy Twilight Zone I made.
I love that one. It was just as good.
Yeah, I'll show that in a minute here, but in the zone. Fuck you.
In the zone. Can I just say in the zone? Because I gotta get out of here. I got an audition for the King of Scotland. I gotta go. I'm going to win my Oscar for The King of Scotland. I'll never do these fucking television shows ever again.
He's like speed reading and he's slurring.
He's drunk.
Baby Culkin is going to find out. Sorry, I was drinking.
You wrote this.
I was drinking with the kid's dad all day. Oh, God. And he beats the kid, too. That would be the best. Shut the fuck up, Culkin.
Shut up. I'm trying to do my bit. Shut up. I'm Forrest Whitaker.
Forrest, you're arguing with the green screen again? Yeah.
Shut up.
Sorry.
Would you talk back to me, screen?
I'm samurai your ass.
Yeah, I can hear you, Clem Fandango.
I was going to say that I think the theme of your time over at my place where it was, yes, I can hear you, Clem Fandango.
Yes, I can hear you, Clem Fandango.
Did you say Clem Fandango?
Yeah, what? Clem Fandango.
Do you think you weren't enough of a prat?
Yeah. Oh, fuck you. Yeah.
I've watched that on two separate occasions since you left.
Yeah, oh, it's hilarious. I keep going back to that guy. I love that guy.
Yeah. Did you say Clem H. Fandango?
Wait. Clem H. Fandango. Yeah. Equity. There's another Clem. There's another one. Clem Fandango. I don't know. That's all I can get over with.
Yeah. What's the one where he says, what's he call him? What name?
He calls him a prot, a twat.
He calls him a donut.
Plato?
No.
Yeah, he goes, oh, can't we hear about it? Enlighten me, Plato.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Oh, enlighten me, Plato. I can't hear you. You had a button.
What I want you to do is.
God, you do it again. You got to keep your hand on the damn button. I can't hear you when you take your hand off the button.
I've always seen that guy and stuff. And,
yeah.
But now that, yeah, we're taking a deep dive on him, it's fantastic.
He's fucking funny.
Because he's funny, and that brief appearance he does in Fallout, he's funny.
Yeah, he's great, yeah.
When he's out in the lawn and he's explaining that they didn't just pay him, they only paid him for the session, he's like, I didn't think to ask for
Yeah.
This is the voice of all robots, but he doesn't get continually paid for it.
Yeah.
Didn't think to ask. Oh, Azoth the Avenger, though. Speaking of comic books, that's the reason I showed him. This kid is obsessed with Azoth, who's like a Conan figure, and comes to life to help him from his abusive dad, who, I gotta admit, is now one of my favorite Twilight Zone characters of all time.
I was laughing with all of his, this kid's got to stop playing fantasy. He could be a man.
Yeah, I want to find
What did the father do? Was he a security guard? Was he a sheriff? Was he a cop? Because he had a bully club, but he didn't have like a police officer's uniform on.
I couldn't tell. He's going to walk in right here. And it seems like, I thought he's a cop at first, but
his outfit looks like a security officer outfit.
Yeah, a security guard makes more sense based on his complete failure.
Quad he is. Yeah.
Hey, buddy. What's going on? How'd the summer league tryouts go?
Yeah, he looks like Ryan Stiles. He has that hunched over.
He does.
They move him next week.
Good. Gives us time to work on your shot.
Ryan Stiles and Robert Englund have the exact same body type. And then this guy.
Those other kids. They
this guy's got
court.
Robert Englund's crazy eyes.
The public court.
Look at them. They all look the exact same, those three guys.
I was just standing in Friday the 13th, and I went on Street 2, 4, and 5.
And they wouldn't hot pay shots.
They wouldn't pay me for New Nightmare, cocksuckers.
They said I was washed up. Ah, so I hit him.
Yeah.
Damn. Does punks do this?
I wanted to beat that eye. He's upset that those punks in the park took away his left eye.
My right's not as good as my left, so damn you. Damn you, boys.
And let me guess, you just took it.
There was three of them. What am I supposed to do?
What are you supposed to do? Grow the hell up!
That's right.
That's all I'll play of him now.
He's right.
Yeah, there's a great scene later on with the dad.
Damn Kieran Culkin not growing up, beating up three adult children.
Yeah, those kids are way too old to be picking on a kid like this.
Yeah, it's
like what are they getting out of it?
But that's my favorite part, though, in the episode was Patrick Warburton comes into play, and he brings Azos around, and it's like that scene from, you know, T2, where he goes, did you call moi a dipshit?
Yeah.
But in this one, he just throws the kid through a chain-link fence. Through the chain-link fence, which is hilarious.
You are the evil I must vanquish.
Yeah. 12-year-old boy, I'll throw you a crisp.
Look at these kids. They're old. They're like 16, 17, these kids. They're way too old to be doing this.
Right.
Like, the guy on the right is like 20, 28. He looks like the beast, toxic, one of the Beastie Boys.
Toxic masculinity.
Yeah. The guy in the middle is from Sum 41.
Yeah.
The guy on the right's Beastie Boys. And I'll let you guys guess who the guy on the left is from.
I'll cut you, man.
Get him,
I'll cut you. Oh, get you. Get him. Hurdle. Get...
Cheap-looking sword.
His whole thing is cheap. He looks like he's doing like,
it is
a,
so bad,
like a restaurant commercial.
Yeah. I'm selling like ribs.
Insurance
at the local
commercial.
Applebee's.
It's a Capital One. It's as easy as, you know, and it shows the cheap.
Right, yeah.
Let's try.
Whoa! He never walked again. Two things never happened again after
spine.
That day.
Yeah.
But Beastie Boys... never laid a hand on poor Culkin. Never walked again.
And the guy never walked again. I heard he was eating his meals through a straw.
Oh, man.
Azoth the aggravator broke his back in four places.
Azoth the fracturer.
Jesus. And then that's what makes no sense about this episode. He has him do that to the bullies. He faces the father.
That's what.
And the father... like, basically, cheap shoots him. Cheap shots him. He falls down. He beats the shit out of him with his bully club. And he's like, get this guy! Who's this man in my house? And he's right, you know, he's correct. This man disappears in his house.
And he has
like,
a
what
line.
What are you doing? Hanging out with an adult? An adult? You shouldn't hang out with a grown man.
He says, I wrote down the line because it's so perfect. I'll actually play it, too, but... His line is, some freaking leather hanging out with a 12-year-old demands an explanation. I was like, this dad is correct.
Like, he's not wrong.
It's right here. It's after he kicks his ass.
See, it'd be fantastic if he was wearing like a leather loincloth and nothing else.
Azoth
like
or the dad?
Big old piece of leather.
The dad or Azoth?
Oh, both.
Some freaking leather hanging out with a 12-year-old kid. That demands an explanation.
It sounds like Eric Roberts.
I want to save that clip. It did sound like him.
He was channeling Eric Roberts in that scene.
It was Ramirez.
He said, demands an explanation. Charlie.
Azoth took my thumb, Charlie.
He took my thumb with his sword. Did you see the specialist? I was in that with Susan, Sharon Stone and Sly.
Sharon fucking Stone. I did love the fact that Azoth like does the sword thing, and he's like, gonna go get him again, and then immediately gets his ass kicked by this scrawny alcoholic dad.
It's hilarious.
I kind of had to skip over it to get to that clip, but
I have to vanquish you.
Yeah, here it is.
Don't say I didn't warn you.
He almost did a Popeye thing where he grabbed the beer.
What did he throw at him? Throw him hot water or was it cold water? Hot coffee. That was it. So his weakness is caffeine.
So now I'm starting to think he's an actual cop.
Maybe.
He's pretty good at beating people with this thing.
that's his job.
There it is. Yep, ladies, this is for you.
This is why they pay me the big money at the mall, like to beat up guys with this bully club.
Maybe he's a mall security and he comes in, they activate him, the cops do, when they need to beat down some minority somewhere.
Maybe.
And he, like, drives over. And,
they send me, I'm a specialist.
I'm Ramirez.
Ramirez. It was Ramirez. Do you love your wife? Yeah.
And what was the secret phase that he activated him with? It sounded like Amish potato to me.
What phase? The phrase?
Table.
Oh, wash the table. That's what it was. I washed the table.
Almost the table. Almost the table.
Amish potato.
Amish potato. Amish potato. Satanica panonica. Whatever the Lee Martin thing was.
Oh, yeah. This thing just jumped on me. This Wes Anderson.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's coming alive. It's your ass off. That's going to be
the next
here.
Two episodes that can.
Your ass, that's going to come to life and fight your enemies.
I wonder what this director did after this. Brad Turner.
Well, he sounds familiar. I'm sure he's on lots of TV.
He's on a ton of TV. Holy shit.
Yeah. He's probably a veteran.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not even going to list because it's just think of the shows that make money and he's doing those.
Wow. Good for him.
Yeah.
He was probably an actor at one point and then he turned to the directing television. He just never stopped.
And then the Azoth gets his ass kicked. The mom comes down and fucks him. And then the dad gets mad.
In the laundry room.
Yeah, in the shared laundry room.
Yeah, shared laundry room. must be a building then.
Yeah.
They're all living in a tenant house of squalor somewhere in Chicago.
Yeah, it's a nightmare.
Hey, how you doing? I'm Azoth. I'm just ignore me. I'm on the floor, bleeding out my ass.
This is after he fought a middle-aged man
with a bully club,
an alcoholic. Well, barely. Yeah. Who was too lazy to beat his own wife in that scene, but he's like, you know what? I'll make an exception on you.
Oh, the mom's stacked too, by the way. She's got it going on.
Yeah, that's why I made the filthy poison about them fucking.
Oh man, she's got it going on.
Maybe I'll share that now.
Oh, you should. Yeah, definitely.
Let's watch some filthy Twilight Zone.
Filthy Twilight Zone.
I made a bunch of them lately. Like I'm doing.
Yeah.
All the we've done.
They get so many hits, and this does not.
That's all right.
That's the way it goes.
All right. Here's Filthy Twilight.
As off the filthy.
I don't know, but I'll explain later.
Did your father you?
Hey, what's going on?
There's other kids. They don't want me on the court.
It's a public court.
Honey, your father's not a bad man. He's had a lot of in his life. So as long as he doesn't you.
I just those in your you just came.
Let's play, Hanson. I'm gonna dunk your head, boy. Like a baby.
This is the evil I must.
I'd like you to meet a friend of mine. Azoth. In your comics, you always win the battle, and you end up with some babe, but you never or nothing.
The comics leave out the best part.
Dad, don't.
You shut up! And you freak. And get the hell out of my place, or I'm gonna send you out in a stretcher.
You are the evil I must.
I don't get it. I've never lost a battle.
Tell me what you did with that freak, or you're really gonna need this.
I gave him some. That's all.
Enough of this crap! I wanna know why you that freak!
He's Craig's friend, and he's a better man than you'll ever be.
You better tell me you're lying.
Chop one up for the good guys. In the Twilight Zone.
In the zone!
Yeah.
It's in weird. The zone!
I included that last part because it's like he's doing his outro to the mom. And he's like...
Yeah, pretty much.
Then he goes, in the Twilight Zone. And I'm like, ass. Is he fucking the mom too?
I want to stick in your ass again. I want to take you to the zone. The zone of my old black cock.
I guess we'll play the outro now because we're. I wanted to give this one a 5, but I'm gonna give it a 6 just because of the dad.
Well, I'm gonna say one thing that the kind of it's kind of a weird episode because one, there really is no reason for Azoth to even come into the picture because all it was about was him saying Amish potatoes, and then his dad disappears.
Yeah.
Not only does his dad disappear, he turns him into a 12-inch figure.
Oh, it's right
that's
here.
That's fighting Azoth.
Yeah, it's part of the outro. So,
he basically pulled a Bill Mumy on him. He pulls a Bill Mumy.
Yeah, Amish potatoes is the secret phrase.
Apparently.
And maybe it's like Beetlejuice because it doesn't work until like the third time he says it.
Shh, don't say it.
So just like Beetlejuice, it's...
Don't! No more! There'll be a sequel! What? Don't do it!
What word did I say? Did I say I forgot what I said. Anyway.
Azoth.
Yeah, here's the outro. We know who wins that fight, though.
Yeah, but can you imagine, like, the dark side of this story where the action figure's going... help me, help me. I can't move.
Or he's just takes over.
I'm sorry, son.
Mr. Security Guard becomes his biggest nemesis in the comic books now.
He rules the world.
Constantly getting his shit kicked out of him.
He's the fucking ruler of this new dimension. Oh, thanks, kid. This is way better than fucking my reality. This is great.
No,
I'm a ruler. They call me Skeleton or whatever it's called. I don't give a shit. I'm in charge.
It's like a skeleton, Skeletor, Peloton thing.
Whatever.
Sometimes we pray for a hero to deliver us from evil. Armed with nothing more than his newfound...
All right, watch. He's going to look at the mom like he's talking to her.
...courage and a powerful imagination. Craig Hansen discovered that hero was none other than himself. Chop one up for the good guys.
Doesn't make any sense!
Right here.
In the Twilight Zone.
What the fuck?
Chalk it up in the Twilight Zone, baby. Come here.
Was he talking to her? Or was she watching him? What was happening there?
I don't know. This episode makes no sense.
What do you give this?
Oh, a 6. Just for him saying the zone and Azoth getting his ass kicked by a skinny man and then him turning into a 12-inch figure.
Man, I love that dad character.
It's pretty funny.
Ryan Stiles, England.
Ryan Stiles, England, Roberts.
Yeah. Man, that actor is... What is his name?
Does he have a tragic backstory?
Peter LaCroix.
I think he's been in a bunch. I think I've seen him before. He's in stuff.
He is in Disturbing Behavior.
That's probably where I remember him.
Riding the Bullet, the Stephen King thing.
Ah, there you go.
Stargate SG-1.
Never saw it.
He hasn't done anything in 10 years.
Oh, he's retired.
Smallville, Stargate, The 4400. He's in one episode of that.
Oh, there you go.
Just a lot of little roles.
Yeah, he's a TV guy.
In there. 3 episodes of The X-Files, though. That's pretty good.
There you go. That's you ride that into the conventions forever.
Oh, he's in the good seasons, too. He's in 1, 3, 1, 2, and 4.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Good for him. Those seasons. I mean, if he's done, like, in Happy, that's fine, but I liked him. I don't know. He made the episode worthwhile.
Yes, he did.
Until next time, in the meantime, I'm Phoenix West.
Yeah.
So long, citizens.
Bye.